This is Cricket for You. Welcome to Cricket for You. I'm Ranjit Shinde. In our first installment of Caribbean Memories, we turn the clock back to March 1971. Second test between India and West Indies at the Queen's Park Oval, Port of Spain, Trinidad. After over two decades of tests between the two sides, India, led by Ajit Wadekar, finally broke the jinx with a win against West Indies in West Indies. The Indian spinners were the key match winners to take 17 of the 20 wickets to fall. The flamboyant all-rounder Salim Durrani failed to impress with the bat, but helped turn the match around with the crucial wickets of Gary Sobers and Clive Lloyd in the West Indies' second innings. Cricinfo's Nagraj Gollapudi spoke to Salim Durrani about that match.
What was your impression of that 1971 West Indies team led by Gary Sobers?
I will tell you one thing. West Indies batting lineup was very great that time. Ron Canaille, Gary Sobers, Clive Lloyd, Charlie Davis was there. The way we won the match, I think Ajit was a very great cricketer, but we were having a bad batch. Myself, Jai Seema, and Ajit was also not getting runs. We went as a stalwart to this. In cricket, it happens. We could not bat well. When we went to 62, the West Indies were the world champion. Later, what happened? Their bowling came down. But 1971 bowling was not that bad. But as compared to England or Australia or the West Indies in earlier years, that is one reason why the West Indies could not beat us. If Wesley Hall or Charlie Griffith or Roy Gilchrist or Lance Gibbs and everybody was there, Alfred Valentine, the story would have been different. Not very good bowling side.
Off-spinner Jack Noreika, age 35 then, was a surprise inclusion in the West Indies team. But playing on his home ground for the first time, he took 9 for 95 in India's first innings. What did you make of him? Was he that good a spinner?
Noreika was not in the class of Lance Gibbs or this and that, but the West Indian selectors must have taken him because he must have done good in domestic cricket. Pity that he was dropped later. We played race shots, and when I got cotton ball, it was a full toss ball. I wanted to play at the mid-wicket.
West Indies were well placed at 150 for one at the end of the third day, but on the fourth morning, they lost four wickets for just 19 runs, and you picked two crucial wickets, that of Gary Sobers and Clive Lloyd, and India never looked back from there. How did you plot their fall?
Bishan and I think Pras was also playing, and there was not much bounce also. But ultimately, whatever Jai Seema, myself, Dilip Sardesai, we decided, we were talking during their drinks break, you know. So we all decided that I should come and bowl from the pavilion end, because it was very necessary for a bowler to hit the deck, and you have to they were flighting the ball. I took over from Bishan, and we set a field for Gary was batting. Gary was he had just come in, and Clive was already batting. So we set a field only with one slip, point, short extra cover, mid-off like that, and deep extra cover. Get him into the, you know, sort of, and then we had five people, four and five, five on the on-side. And I knew that if I make him play on the offside more, so I started making him to play drives, you know, and he was playing very confidently, Gary, but he couldn't get a single run there. Then ultimately there was a little rough outside the off stump, and the ball, I knew that if I could possibly bowl into that particular spot, I might be able to get him bat and pad or LBW or something like that. And we did it. He was driving so well, and ultimately I bowled one my special ball. It turned a little bit and went through his bat and pad, and he was clean ball. And for Clive also, what we did, because Clive was a great player on the onside, you know. Once he gets to the pitch of the ball, then nobody can stop him. I made him play on the outside the off stump, out the off stump. Then I bowl him on the leg and middle, and I turned the ball. It wasn't a very short ball, and Clive wanted to lift it. And the field set was short mid-wicket. Ajit himself, I told Ajit, you come to the short mid-wicket. Forward short leg, forward short leg was Eknath Sholkar. Then backward square leg, deep mid-wicket and mid-on. And he went for the shot, and he mistimed it because I turned the ball so much that it took his own. That ball I pitched on the off-stump, little outside the off-stump. It was over-pitched, no? He wanted to play over my head or mid-on. But he mistimed the shot, because the ball turned so sharply. And straight went to the Ajit Wadekar. But it was a very hard hit. I think that was a brilliant catch Ajit took. He had no time to move also. Straight to Ajit. Ajit took it.
This was India's first ever test victory against West Indies in West Indies. What was it to be part of this memorable win, and how significant was this victory for Indian cricket?
Any victory opens the new chapter. That was the beginning of a new enthusiasm was infused in cricket, because I think probably that was the first time the India went there and won the series. Yeah, and in the general people of India, the follower of the game, Indian crowd who followed the cricket were very happy. And I think that was the time, that was the time from where the real interest in Indian cricket from public point of view. We played as a team, we played as a family, and when we came back, the entire West Indian boys, they came and hugged us, and they're very sporting. I think they are one of the finest cricketing playing country in the world, the West Indian boys. They're very happy, not on the ground. On the ground, they'll break your head. But after the game, they used to take us to home and this and that.
That was Salim Durrani speaking to Nagaraj Gollapudi about India's first victory in the West Indies at Port of Spain, Trinidad. India went on to win the series 1-0. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Caribbean Memories. Watch out for more on Cricinfo Audio, and please do send your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com.
This is Cricinfo Audio.